Eddie, Fred, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Wendy. It's great to be here.
Thanks, Wendy.
12 seasons, 12 years of plays coming to an end. Why is this happening?
The building that we're in, which is the old U.S. Forestry building owned by Berea College, that building, the college has decided to close it down. And with that closing, it is the end of our facility. So that's it.
How did you feel when you first heard that you have to end Berea Arena Theater?
Well, it did disturb me, and I'm still dealing with it simply because I always knew the day would come when I would, by age myself out of doing this, but I wasn't there yet. So I still saw quite a few years and was working toward transition years where I was going to have more people doing things for me, like a couple of different directors picking up 6 weeks out of my schedule. I was moving to a transition phase. So this was a big surprise. I didn't expect it at all. It was a present delivered to me on Valentine's Day. Mm. Yeah. Wasn't very sugary nor sweet. Mm. Yeah.
Fred, what did you think?
I was completely surprised. It just came right out of the blue. It's a good building, sure. It can use some fixing, but it is a very substantial building. And frankly, a wonderful theater that Eddie and folks prepared. So it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is, as they say.
Well, let's look back to 12 to 13 years ago. What was your motivation for opening Berea Arena Theater?
Well, you know, it came at a time when Norma, my wife, and I had just started Saracare, the fund that we are known most for, created in Sarah's memory and honor to help children at the Kentucky Children's Hospital. That's where we were at that stage in our life. But then Steve Conley, the mayor in Berea then, contacted me and asked me, would I help maybe start up a theater so that Berea City would once again have year-round entertainment? And so basically I was approached by the mayor and the city council, and I started the work on the plan. And eventually I had asked Larry Shin, the then president of Berea College, that if I were able to get this all together and get the community together, like we did with Wilderness Road, which I helped produce the outdoor drama years ago, that if we could do it again as a community, I just thought it was critical that the college be a part of it and support it. And he was on board with it. And then eventually we wound up getting the forestry building.
Fred, what do you think was one of the biggest challenges? Do you remember building a set or maintaining the set once it was on stage during the run?
If you've been to Berea Arena Theater or kind of describe it, it is a different kind of theater. It's not tall. It's wide. It's an arena sort of format. So we kind of had to invent sets, scenery, how we were going to do it, that was different from at least my experience and probably Eddie's too. It was the invention of some different ways of doing things that we were all familiar with. So, and frankly, that was the fun of it.
Yeah.
That was absolutely the fun of it.
So tell me about Noel and Reb coming up. This is your last play.
This is it. Noel and Reb was written for me, and our great friend Mike Ross. It was written by Paul Power. He called us one day. I knew he was writing a play, and this was in the 80s, and he called Mike and me and said, come over to his house. We're going to read the new play he'd written for us. So we went over prepared to listen to this new play. And he is a funny, funny man, a funny writer. So we go. But when we got there, there was only one script and it was in his hands. And so that man sat there and he read the entire play to Mike and me. And he read every part with voices and just pacing everything. It was a hilarious play. And it's about two guys that have lost their spouses, and the kids in the family have decided that they need each of them separate from each other, don't know each other. Their families are putting them in the Bonnie Haven Rest Home for seniors. So I wind up going, and I wind up with a roommate who has been there for some time already and is an established known factor. And then it kind of becomes Carol Burnett, Tim Conway, Harvey Korman kind of comedy. And it's really, really fun. It has some very good poignant moments in it, but it's just a good, funny play. Just a funny play.
So how do people find out more if they want to attend Noel and Reb?
Well, if they would like to attend Nolan Reb, they can call our box office number, which is our kitchen table, and it's 859-986-9039. And we have a Facebook page, so they could contact us there.
When does Nolan Reb run?
We open Thursday, June the 6th. That's very soon. 6, 7, and 8 are 8 o'clock shows at night. The Sunday matinee is always at 2 o'clock. And with that Sunday matinee, we will be ending Brea Arena Theater, and we're inviting everybody who's ever been to a play. They want to come to that. Even if we can't get everybody in, when it's over, we're going to have a little gathering in our little fun. We call it the Tropicana Room, as you know. And we always have a little gathering there at the end of shows. And I'm just inviting anybody that wants to come and visit with us. And we'll have a lot of extra souvenir programs from all the seasons. People can pick up some souvenirs and take them with them. We'll have some hugs and we'll call it a day. We've even talked about the possibility of adding a performance to Nolan Reb if the demand calls for it. But when this season ends, we will have been very close to 34,000 patrons in 12 years. And that includes season ticket holders who have been with us for many, many years. Close to 34,000 people in those seats.
That's outstanding.
Many of them are duplicates, but wow. Now, that's why the city loved it. We did what the city wanted. It was Steve Connolly, the mayor, and the council members at the time. They had that vision that we would once again have year-round theater active, and we did. And I'm really proud of all that. But I thank everybody. My goodness, what a big run it's been.